Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. Just a couple of announcements first before we really get into things. We have invited all of the candidates coming up in the May election to appear for a free 10-minute interview here on the radio to promote their candidacy and keep you informed out there. Everyone they have all committed to appear here on the radio for your edification. That's coming up on April 15th. We'll start those. Keep your ears tuned for more information. In the meantime, though, we ask that you hold your phone calls right now until after the top of the hour news. But if you want to jot that phone number down, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that to run, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest today. Our guest today, the entire Josephine County Board of Commissioners here for the first time in a long time. Welcome. It is a pleasure to have you all here. Thank you for your time, and I know it's an extremely busy day for you all. Everybody, hello.
Good morning. Yeah. We're happy to be here.
All right. Gary?
Good morning.
All right. And Ron?
Well, good morning, Chuck. It's a pleasure to be here, as usual, on KJO.
All right. Well, once again, I want to thank you all. I know you've all been real busy since you've taken these positions. But first question out today is just for Colleen and Gary here, because I just like your impression on, after your appointment, the process that you had to go through in order to attain these positions right now. How did you like the process? Did it go right? Are there things that should be changed? Or was it just perfect? Colleen.
I thought the process was well done. I thought there were some good candidates that that they went through. There were a lot of candidates, and I think the elected officials did a very good job. It's not an easy thing, thing to do. It's not in their job descriptions to be doing what they were doing, so it was sort of historical for them. But all in all, I think they were all very professional, well done, and I think they were very thoughtful in what they did.
All right, Gary?
Yeah, it was a great process. I mean, there's only, about 10, 15 words in the county charter that says what happens when you get to that point. And we were a long ways down the path of how people get selected. They did a great job. They're all in elected positions, and so having them select the two commissioners to fulfill elected positions seems like the right thing to do.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much. In retrospect, would you go back and change anything on the charter? Is this the first time we've ever had to do this?
This is the first time we've ever had to do this, Chuck, and I thought it was a good exercise for the county. It's in the charter. It's part of our charter. We need to really, I think, revisit the charter, because it's like Gary said, there's only 10 or 11 words to tell us how to handle this appointment for a vacant seat. And I don't think it's very well thought out, or it's not real well defined. I think the temporary board did an excellent job of defining that, and I think we can use some of what they did.
So is there any inclination to go back and rewrite the charter or add to the charter or clarify anything?
They've been talking about doing that for years. Okay. And yes, I think there is a need. I think there's a definite need for that. The question is, who's going to do that and how is that going to be agreed upon? But yeah, I think the charter needs some updates.
And how much time is it going to take?
It's going to take some time. It's going to take a long time, and then it has to go to the voters. But I think following the charter is the most important thing that we do. And clarifying that, what I found interesting is how the public had to learn about the charter. Many people don't even understand how county government works. So people had to learn what the charter is and started reading it. And I thought that was, it's good education. And it's not a long read.
People learned a lot during this past situation. All right. Let's move ahead now a little bit right now. You've got a very busy schedule today. From here, you go to an 11 o'clock meeting with the city. And what do you expect to have happen there? What's on your agenda here to talk with the city about? Is this the first time that you've been down that you had this cooperative meeting with the city?
I think this has not happened during my tenure, but I think they used to do it, but we haven't done it lately.
It's done in the past, yeah.
It's done in the past. I think the thing we have common ground on is probably economy. Mm-hmm. Jobs and business retention, simply because most of the development, economic development, is going to happen inside of the city of Grants Pass. So I'm looking forward to a partnership and how we can work together for better economy for Josephine County.
All right, Colleen, looking forward to this meeting with the city. Anything on your agenda?
Yeah, I think collaboration is going to make us stronger. The city is part of the county, and the city is has a lot of good staff. They've got great things going on. I think that we can benefit from that, and I think we can share what we have. And so I'm looking forward to that meeting today.
All right, Gary, your thoughts?
Well, so the city, in terms of government, they're kind of in layers in the county's foundational. The city's a little bit above that. They provide extra services and stuff. They actually provide some of the services that if the city wasn't there, the county would be providing. So we need to collaborate on those things, and it's good for us to work together.
All right. If they're working together, would there be savings for both entities? Is there a way to save some money for both sides, which seem to be everyone's strapped for money?
I think, yes, that's yet to be discovered. I think that's part of the conversation.
That's the first step this afternoon?
I think that's part of the conversation. Is this going to be economically beneficial to both the city and the county?
And I'm not looking just for the economic part of it. I'm looking for the strength that it gives in the community with that collaboration, the strength of the city and the strength of the county working together. And I think it's a good public image for us to be working together.
All right. Well,
So specifically on infrastructure things like providing water and sewer services, those things in the past, sometimes it's been the county, sometimes the county has allowed special little water districts and stuff. A lot of that got cleaned up in the past decades. Those are definitely areas where the two entities need to collaborate, because just having a single system in an area is more efficient.
Looking ahead, this afternoon, once you get through with this meeting, it's on to another administrative meeting this afternoon. A long agenda there. And I see right off the top of my head the purchase and sale agreement to the Demick property. Are we really going to achieve a sale there?
Yes, that's pretty much a done deal.
Oh, all right.
I mean,
what can we share with the public?
What's that?
What can we share with the public?
We're going to share it in our weekly business session and allow public comment.
Oh, okay. So we don't know who's buying or what kind of money we're talking about here?
I don't think we're ready to disclose that, but I think that it's the selling of it is we have to get through their due diligence. They're going to have 4 months or so to do their due diligence, do their inspections, make sure that they want to buy it. So it might be, you know, we're going to have 15 months or so that we're going to be able to stay in those buildings. And I want to reassure our departments and our public that we're not going anywhere quickly. It's not going to happen overnight. But, we're going to look for the best places because we have 3 departments that we're going to have to relocate and where they're going to go. We want the best service for the public for those 3 entities. And for the employees.
Do we have an idea where those spaces are going to be yet?
We've been looking, but we're not sure, no.
All right, so we have some time yet.
We have some time.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. Moving ahead, something caught my eye immediately, and that's number 4 under legal counsel, and that's in the matter of Josephine County Administrative Policy. News media attendance. Of course, you know that had to get our attention here.
Well, we want to get back to having executive sessions, and so in order to do that, we kind of revise our news media things. They have to sign that they are a bona fide news media, and so that we can get back to have an executive session. Some things have to be handled in executive sessions, but because of not being real clear on press, we revisited that policy, and we're going to approve that policy.
All right. Any significant changes? I've attended several executive sessions in the past, and the rules have been going in. You can attend just for deep background and to keep everything available, but you can't report on anything. That's been the general rule. I've never had to sign anything, but I don't see that as a problem.
No, but there's going to be a signer seat. No, we're going to be discussing that this afternoon.
All right, but the press will still be available.
Correct.
Yes.
That's the whole point of this thing, is so the press can come back into an executive session.
Okay. Those are some questions that we've dealt with here pretty quickly today. Looking ahead, I know that you've been terribly busy cleaning up a lot of things that had been put on the shelf and waiting. Has that backlog been cleared out now? What are you really working on now as county commissioners?
Well, there's a lot that was on the wait list, and we've cleared up quite a bit of that stuff through our administrative workshops. There's still some lingering things that we have to deal with. There's some litigation we need to deal with, and I'm hoping we can get this all behind us in a short order so we can start focusing on improvement and looking towards the future.
All right. Colleen, your thoughts on did you realize the amount of work that you'd have to do right away?
No. To be honest, we doubled down on the admin meetings for a couple weeks so that we could get through things quickly. And so I feel like we're at a good pace now. We're just starting to feel like it's a good pace. As you can see, we have a very full agenda tomorrow or today. But I think that's good. I think it's time that the county made things happen and see some positive changes. We're going to be looking into the budget. The next big project that we've got is the budget, which is coming up very quickly, and I'm looking forward to that. Looking for some new ideas on how we can do budgeting in the future. I'm hoping to maybe streamline some of that, but yeah.
I think all right.
Gary, there's a lot. It's a lot.
Were you surprised at the workload?
Well, not really. And the type of work we have to do was expected. One thing that I did find a little, not sure what the right adjective there is, but there were more things that hadn't been done according to ORS timelines or OAR timelines. I was a little surprised by that, so we're having to catch up on some of those things. So, however, when you take a position, what I've been telling people, it's much like when you buy a piece of property and it's got an it's got an easement for somebody to cross it. It's got an irrigation easement. It's got a power line easement. When you buy that property, you own all of that. You don't get to pick and choose. You own the whole thing. When you become a commissioner, you own all the things the previous commissioners have done, all those official acts now belong to you as a board. And so we have to deal with those. I think I'm not quite as sure that we're going to be able to clean things up quite as fast as Ron might have mentioned, because some of those, what I tell people about lawsuits is they last way longer than you think they will. And so we haven't, I think we're up to 7 that I'm aware of, and those things may take years to actually finally resolve. So some of that stuff will take quite a bit of time.
So litigation is really going to take up some of your time.
Well, it doesn't necessarily take up our time on a daily basis, but to resolve those things takes a long time.
Ongoing?
Yes.
All right. Months, years?
Probably past my tenure.
Are you looking forward to the end of your tenure already?
No. Actually, I'm having a lot of fun.
All right. How much work is it? Because we see you all the time. We follow what's going on with the commission. But outside of that, how much time do you put in that we don't see? I mean, is there... There must be tons of reading to get ready for a heavy agenda like this afternoon. It takes a full page.
It is. It's a day. It's the day before is getting prepared for that, or contacting the departments, or contacting legal counsel to understand what we're reading. Sometimes I've had to have conversations with Wally every time before we have these meetings, because I want to make sure. And going back to the media piece, that is catching up to part of, and that's what Wally explained to me yesterday, and that's part of catching up to the legal Oregon state laws that have changed. That's another reason we changed, that policy is in place. But that's part of that. We're just getting caught up and abiding by the laws that have been put before us. That's part of the structure that we have to follow, and that's one of the most important things, is to follow structure that is required.
Following the long time here when there was not a quorum of the county commissioners, you're having to fix a lot of those things according to state law. Is that what I understand? I think the question then is, what is the state of the county right now? Are we in good shape? Anybody, Ron, can
say? Well, I think we're in very good shape. But as far as money goes, we actually have a pretty solid budget compared to the last 10 years or so. Have to do some reorganizing and heal some wounds that were caused by not following administrative policy. And I'm going to be a stickler for that. We have to follow administrative policy and personal policy. That's what protects everybody in the county, the employees and the leadership. So our problems, most of our problems that we're dealing with legally, are stemming from not following those two policies, administrative policy and personal policy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. And we're going to take a little pause. We'll be right back after this important message. Welcome back, everybody. Tuesday Talk Show in progress. We have the county commissioners in studio here, and we've been just catching up on what they've really been going through since, once again, this is the first time that we've had all three here in months and months and months. We certainly want to thank you for your time, and there are lots of things to talk about with the county. First of all, lots of changes were made with the last board in terms of how the county is run. Are there any, do you have any thoughts on any changes or revisions on how the county is administered? Ron, start with you.
Well, I think the biggest problem with the changes were made by not following administrative policy or personal policy, and I think that's caused a lot of problems that we're dealing with right now. I don't know if it's time to reorganize all of county government. I think it's time to look at it and time to look at leadership. And take evaluate all the departments and see if there are some changes we need to make. I don't believe in doing rash changes without looking to if they're going to be positive or negative changes.
Annie Felix, Colleen?
Well, I agree. We need to really learn about each department and work through that before we can make any big decisions and understand the technicalities of each one of them. We have some great staff out there. Our employees are great. They're working hard. They're out there every day. We have over 435 employees, and I'm really proud of each and every one of them, that the work that they're doing and each department that they're doing. How we're going to restructure, to be determined. Maybe that could come in some form when we make a move from Dimmick property. We're not sure about that yet, but that's a potential restructuring of something. But nothing on the radar quite, not today.
All right. Gary, how do you see the commissioners dividing up responsibilities over the county, or do they need to be divided?
Well, so I guess I'll go ahead and wade right into that one. There are pluses and minuses to the different types of government for managing the county. We currently have three commissioners. There's pluses to that. There's also some minuses to that, in that it's difficult to have a point person to make decisions rapidly, things like that. It takes much longer to get anything done. You could change to where there's a single employee that's it would be much like a superintendent for a school district. Having been associated with that, I can tell you there are minuses to that particular form of government. So everybody's going to need to carefully weigh that. It's not a free lunch. It's going to be when you have a single superintendent like that, it sometimes is difficult for the community to have as much input as they'd like to have as compared to when you just have the three commissioners. So it's not picking what's best. It's picking which one has the fewest minuses for what you think you want.
Which way do you see forward, Gary?
In the future, I'm not sure when. I think it will probably get to the point where you need a single kind of like executive in charge, being able to make decisions on a daily basis. It's you just have to be able to deal with the negatives that come with that.
Are we talking county manager? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. County manager would be what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
There's 18 counties that use a model like that in the state, and most of them call them administrators. And it's not a bad idea. It's to form a government that would lighten the burden and streamline the process on day-to-day operations and free the commissioners up to look forward and outward where most of our problems really are. But we've already floated that idea once, and it wasn't too popular with the people. So I think there'd be a lot of education necessary to show the benefits of that. It's a model that works. The administrator wouldn't be over the elected officials, just the other departments. But I think it could work and streamline it. But I think it's going to take a lot of public education for that to come about.
It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. Colleen, you've got to weigh in on this.
It's come up a lot. And I know the public's not – it was the plan that they had previously put us in districts. And I think the district layout of that was just a little uncomfortable for the public, that they didn't like that. I'm not opposed to an administrator for the county with the commissioners. The commissioners would have a lesser role, and I think that would be okay too. Jackson County works that model. And it seems to their commissioners are very well respected over there. They have been there for a long time. So I think that that's something that we don't get in Josephine County, is the longevity of some people being in office and having that one administrator. So I think it could be a huge asset, sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. We ask you to stay tuned. News is coming up in a moment or two right here on 1270 Radio. So we ask you to stay tuned, and we'll take your questions and comments when we come back after news. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO.
Save $2,000 today only on a
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in progress, ladies and gentlemen. Number to phone call on the key lines are open is 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you hear your question or comment to our guest today. We've got the full Josephine County Commissioners here. Commissioners, once again, we want to thank you for your time this morning. We do appreciate it coming before the public here to share what's going on within the county right now. I had one more question that I wanted to get to, and that's I'm hearing that we're looking to add a position to the emergency management. Do we have an emergency management manager? What is the situation there?
Our emergency manager resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, no notice, no thoughts. He just resigned yesterday. So we're looking to fill an interim position there.
All right. Do we have...
Well, the sheriff has stepped in.
Okay.
Commissioner Martin had reached out to the sheriff, and the sheriff has graciously decided to temporarily step into that gap and fill that gap. So it's a positive. When you have 430-some employees, you have a lot of turnover. And it's inevitable. We'll fill a vacancy. This administrative meeting, you see, we're gonna fill some vacant positions that people just quit when left the county employer. Same thing with our emergency manager.
Oh, all right. So the sheriff's doing double duty, wearing two hats right now.
Well, in any kind of an emergency, the sheriff is usually who gets the call first in the first place. So that it just makes sense to have him do it. And honestly, Oregon has a really good emergency management system in place, and we just have to take advantage of that, use it to our best, and use the resources that they have. And emergency management is a priority. It's not something we can just not have. We have to have it. And it needs to be strong. And I think we can do a really good job at it. I think it's not an easy job. The person resigned from his position, it was a tough job. It's a stressful job. When you have emergencies, you're responsible to be listening all the time to what's going on in the community. So we have to find the right person. But my goal for that job is to have some community outreach to the community, doing events on emergency preparedness. And the state offers a lot of information for that, resources that we can help with. So I think it's an opportunity for us. And yeah, the sheriff was great to step into that position.
So your constituency should feel safe right now?
They should feel perfectly safe. I reached out to one of the commissioners up in Douglas County. I reached out to the administrator for Jackson County and let them know. I let Oregon Emergency Management know who is in charge at this point to call the sheriff, because they have to have their number on file immediately. We can't miss a step on that. So everything, yes, the community should feel completely safe about it right now.
Yeah, the only part that's at issue is the triggering of the system. We have to have a person available 24/7 to trigger the system. After that, it's not the emergency manager that does the work. It's the sheriff's department or a fire department or that type of thing. So it's just the notification piece that we're getting covered for this interim period. Everything's fine.
All right. Since we brought up the sheriff, I did want to just talk a little bit about the sheriff's department, and we know it's expanded. Got his levy passed, but I understand that the last board didn't take some of his levy, but took some of the general fund money that had been allocated to the sheriff's department and moved them to other places. Is there a way to make that whole again? Does it need to be made whole again? What's the status there of the sheriff's department?
Well, I'll weigh in on that, because public safety is the number one duty of any government. The whole reason we establish governments is for community public safety. So it has to be our priority. It has to be the number one priority. So I'm for doing whatever we can to give that sheriff all the tools he needs to make his sheriff department the best it can be.
I'm pleased that Dave Daniels has been there for 12 years and he's done an incredible, amazing job. I'm really excited what he's done in the last 12 years to capture and to protect the community. He's done an amazing job. That said, yes, he needs additional resources. We've got 24/7 right now emergency.
24/7 patrols again.
If the public remembers how bad it was just 7 years ago, it was just incredibly difficult with emergencies. Nobody to call. You couldn't call anybody. And we were on national television all the time. We've come so far, and I don't want to see us take a step back one inch from that.
I interviewed the sheriff a couple of sheriffs back, the time that he lost all of his staff,
yeah,
basically.
And
he was one man, and he was afraid at that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to look at, too. Not just his budget, but we have to look at the cost of the training that he's doing. We are training deputies, and then they're taking positions elsewhere because we're not paying them enough. So we've got to – it's not just a budget. It's not just a number of hiring a number of deputies, but it's retention. Retention is huge for any organization, and the sheriff's department is no different.
Gary, you look like you wanted to lean in on this.
Well, I did, because I think when the voters passed the law enforcement district, that they did expect an increase, and then money kind of disappeared from the general fund, left most of it just coming from the levy. I think we need to get back to that. But I'm also going to say law enforcement isn't just the sheriff. It's kind of the three-legged stool idea. We have the sheriff's department, we have the district attorney, and then we have the jail. And we need essentially all three of those things to be a corresponding level with each other. If you favor one over the other, you get some gaps. The district attorney has similar issues with not being able to retain personnel and has empty positions because of that. We need to keep those filled up. And the other thing about law enforcement ties right back into economic development, which is one of the things that I'm trying to move forward during my time as a commissioner, and particularly for the Illinois Valley and Cave Junction. Law enforcement, if you don't have good law enforcement, your business activity is suppressed. So I'm going to be trying to get some resources to make all of Josephine County law enforcement better.
All right. You brought up a couple of points. It's three-legged stool, certainly. The DA's office, and we've had the district attorney in here before, and he's saying, I don't have enough attorneys to prosecute. That's why you're seeing some people released from the jail. Also, when you go back to the jail, and we see almost on a daily basis that people are brought in, they're incarcerated, and then immediately released due to a lack of resources at the jail, i.e. personnel most of the time. Is there a way to fix all three of those legs of that stool?
Well, it's going to have to be a balance, and so we won't be able to maybe get quite to the level that we want, and we also have to do it sustainably. It doesn't do any good to bring everything up in a big rush, and then you can't sustain it over time. So we'll be looking at like a five-year plan. Can we sustainably have this many more sheriff's deputies? Can we get the district attorney's office positions filled? And then, of course, keep the jail funding at a level that supports both those two things.
Right, because that jail was built, I think it can the original capacity was much higher than what we're putting in right now just because of personnel. So
that's correct. Chuck, you know, you're asking the question. The question here is, do we have the funding to make this thing, this county government be a Taj Mahal? No, we don't. So it's always going to
come. I don't want a Taj Mahal. I just want the bad guys off the streets.
That's right. But that takes money. It takes money, and that's been always a challenge for Josephine County since we have no resource money coming in typically. You know, we got some things coming down the pike that may help us. A return to 75-25 split on the OMC funds on harvest. A revisiting by the BLM on the OMC harvest. If those things can turn out, we can harvest more trees, actually manage the forest better. That can bring a lot of that money that's needed to do these different things we're talking about.
All right.
Can I add just one
sure.
thing real quick? There's what some people, and I don't know what legislative bill it was, but there was a bill that was passed. And within the sheriff's department, he has two state employees. And they're making some decisions that are above what the sheriff can make for releasing some of the people that have been arrested. So it's not just the sheriff that is releasing them. It's not based on just capacity. It's based on what state mandates have mandated and are requiring our sheriff's departments to do. So that's a really key factor that people don't realize.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show. We have the county commissioners here for you. Phone number is 541-472-1270, and we'll continue right after this important message.
Clean.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show. Here we have about 13 minutes left in the program. So the number to call is 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comments. We've covered an awful lot of ground with two new commissioners. And I say new, you probably feel like veterans now. You've been on the job, a little over a month?
Yeah.
And of course, Ron, here is the board chair. One of the things that's been in the news an awful lot here has been the animal shelter. What is the status there? We have a levy coming up. If that fails, what happens to the animal shelter? We have any plans yet? What are we looking ahead for?
Well, they've got 1 year left on their levy. If it fails, they have a year before they run out of money. So we have decided to put out to the people the levy to increase the levy from 11 cents to 16 cents, five cent increase. And if that fails, we're gonna figure out what to do after that. But it's very important that the people understand we're giving them the choice. The choice to decide on this levy is to the people. It's not the board didn't make that decision. The people are going to make that decision. But understanding that that animal shelter, it's totally overrun by large dogs. So it needs a fix.
All right.
It needs help.
Is there a fix out there aside from the levy? Gary, you want to weigh in on that one?
Yeah, sure. So I have a slightly different view. Yes, the people get to decide whether they're going to pay the tax for that levy. But by putting on the ballot as a commissioner, for my part, I'm saying, given the information that I have, looking at the budgets and stuff and the people in the program, the animal shelter, the manager out there is doing an awesome job. They're containing costs. Things are really well run out there with the money they have. And so for this additional levy, I feel that this is the best path for the county. Now, additionally, during the budget process, I'm also going to push for the county to use what's called full faith and credit bonds, which is won't be any taxes to the residents of Josephine County. It's essentially a bond that runs for 20 years. We'll take a little, amounts to a small sliver or percentage of the money that goes for the animal shelter and possibly a little bit of the general fund to that will, those bonds will allow us to improve the facilities out there. Possibly we can build them very minimal new shelter building out there so they can do some of the spay work and other things instead of having to transport the animals. Should make them more efficient, should make them so that they their costs are less. So I think that's a great way for no new taxes for the county and to get some new facilities out there at the animal shelter. But, of course, that will have to work through the budget process.
And the budget process coming up. Colleen, you want to weigh in on it?
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody there's a legal and operational piece of this that the county is required to do. Once again, going back to that charter, that we have to meet. So we have to have animal control. The sheriff has two or three people, I can't remember, in animal control, besides what we have out at the facility. And the facility is in really sad shape. It's that building was built in the early 60s. They have done a lot to maintain that over the years. They've done the very best that they can. I think this is a community issue. It's not just a county issue. It's an entire community issue. And everybody wants safe and humane solutions to animal control. And that is going to be spay and neutering. And that is what we're lacking in a big way. We just don't have the funding to do that. And that is going to be what helps her the most.
All right.
With this extra funding that she's getting.
Gary's idea about the bond.
I love the idea of the bond. And I love that because schools do that all the time. And that's a great asset that Gary can bring to us, some ideas of funding that way. And I'm excited to hear more about that.
All right. Well, that's certainly a possibility. But probably talking a year down the road, aren't we?
Yeah. That, to me, is a separate – building the facility is separate from what this is going to do. She needs the operating funds. The 11 cents is barely getting her by.
This is just keeping what we've got going now.
Yeah. And then the extra 5 cents is going to help her with that spay and neutering piece, getting veterinarians out there. As you know, we've got a huge shortage in veterinarians in the community. So getting vets to be there, availability – and a place that they can work in that it's pretty amazing. I encourage people to take a tour out there. Go out there and you have to make an appointment. I'd call and make sure that it's a good time. It's not always a good time.
Because they're busy.
They're very busy. They're very busy. I was amazed the day. And it's a little noisy out there. There's a few dogs
barking. They're animals.
Yeah. they're barking. But, I encourage it. And I encourage people to think about adopting pets. It's such an important thing in our community. Yeah. Instead of buying the boutique pets that you can buy and pay hundreds of dollars for, you can just go out there. And we're looking at some ways potentially to give some scholarships. We talked about that. I would love to see something happen for people that really want a pet. There's a lot of seniors on fixed incomes. They would probably love to have a pet, and then you have to go out and pay fees. So I'd like to look at some options for that as well.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, Ron.
Part of the problem we're having here in Josephine County is the cost of spayed and neuter. Both staff and the office have larger dogs, and they just went to have them neutered. $400 to $450 each to have that dog treated. Commissioner Martin hit the nail on the head. We have a shortage of vets here. So it's very expensive to get those animals fixed so they don't run away having unwanted children, so to speak. But, you know, the problem is big. You know, recently, not too long ago, we had a young girl killed by a dog that was left behind on a bad piece of property. I know I got to talk to some people recently that there was a dog that was left behind from a marijuana grow that attacked the guy in his own house in the middle of the night. So these large dogs, and the sheriff is required to go out when a dog bites somebody. He's required to take that animal into custody. And that his dog bite, I think the last budget cycle, he said it increased by like 40%, his dog bite call. So it's an issue that's getting worse in the county that needs to be controlled.
All right. Well, there's no doubt that you all have a lot on your plate right now. But with the two new commissioners here, first of all, I want to ask, what do you hope to achieve here in your tenure as county commissioner? And what goals did you have when you came on board? And do you find them more realistic now? Gary?
So my goals, a little bit trying to get into the budget, to be able to upgrade those facilities out at the animal shelter, get a spay and neuter spot there without increasing taxes for the county residents to do that. Also, some more emphasis related to economic development out in the Illinois Valley and Cave Junction. We have the county has a business park out there that like, what they call died on the beach. It's almost complete, but it didn't get the, it still needs fire flow and the sewer to be completed before it can start to be occupied. That just generates more economic activity out there and budgetarily to get additional law enforcement out there in the Illinois Valley so that businesses and stuff that will get more economic development. The only way Josephine County is going to not be one of the poorest counties in Oregon is to get more economic activity, and Illinois Valley and Cave Junction, we need them to be built up economically for that to happen. It's not just Grants Pass.
All right. Any idea of a dollar value that it's going to take to get those sewer and water lines in?
I do not. That's haven't had enough time to get those numbers yet.
All right, there's your homework. Thank you, Colleen. Your vision for the county and your goal here and your tenure as county commissioner.
Well, I have a couple. One is rebuilding trust in our leadership, and communication is really important to the public. We've heard loud and clear from the people what they want and what they don't want. And I think it's important that they understand how we make decisions. If we make a decision, they need to understand the process. They need to understand why we made those decisions. And I think that's a communications piece that we need to make sure that we do. Improving transparency is really, really important. And I know it is, we say that word and it becomes just a word, but a clear agenda, our clear agendas are important. And as you can see, we're trying to do that. And making meetings accessible, timely, a commitment to they're going to happen on these days. We're on a regular schedule. We're trying really hard to keep those schedules. So I think that's – and people deserve to be informed, and they need to be respected. And I think that's what we've heard from the public that they want. So that's what one of my goals is. And then, of course, the economic – as Gary talks about, the economic vitality of business is important. Oregon is not an easy state to do business with. And Josephine County needs to be an easy state to do business with. So we need to support our local businesses and excuse me, make it easier, not harder, to do business in Josephine County. And that will attract businesses. And I think that's really important. The other thing, land use issues and things like that, we have to balance, you know, property rights, the character, and responsible development. So timing on permitting and things like that, I'd like to see us tighten that up as much as possible. We're driven by state laws. The largest piece of that is state laws requirements. But I think we have to push. You have to push, and we can push the state as far as we can and do just try for our people. Just like one of your employees here asked a question about a bridge that doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the state, but we're going to try to find that answer. So that's just part of that communication piece.
All right. Thank you very much. Ron, I imagine you want to mention something about economic development, probably in the airport area, too.
Well, you know, I agree with both my fellow commissioners that the economy is a big part of it. Building trust back into the community with the Board of Commissioners, not only with the community, but with the rest of county government, that's very important. I think we're on the way to doing that. Part of my thing as coming in a commissioner was that 68% of the federal land in our county. That's the land that used to supply everything for us. It was such a tremendous asset, but lately it's becoming a liability, and it seems like the most we get out of is forest fires. We used to call it summer, now we call it fire season. And so I'd like to see some more economic development on that federal land, but I agree with both Commissioner Martin and Commissioner Richardson, trust and government, and that we need economic development. Those are the focus of the board right now. And yeah. I'm really pleased to be working with my fellow commissioners, and we have a peaceful atmosphere and a teamwork atmosphere that we haven't had for a while.
All right. My time is short right now, but I want to give each one of you at least a minute to say what we need to think about today's program and where you're going. So, Commissioner Richardson, you have a minute here.
Wow. I'm all talked out. I'll pass it over to Commissioner Martin.
Well, I agree. I think we're off to a really good start, but there's a lot of work ahead that we have to do, and I'm looking forward to that work. I like challenges, so I'm up for that. And I encourage people to stay engaged with us and ask questions. Ask us good questions. I love it when somebody asks a question, and then I really like it when they're part of the solution. You can bring us a lot of things, but if you have some good solutions, that's what we really need to hear. And Josephine County has really strong roots. I have strong roots here. My family's been here forever. And I think we have a really good, strong future to work together. My leadership style is more reactionary, not divisive. And I think that's why the three of us are working really well together, because I think we're all three the same. You know, we're good listeners. We like to listen first, think about it, process it, and then make our reactions. And we're not going to always agree on everything, but it's okay if we do, and it's okay if we don't.
All right. Best way to contact commissioners, Colleen.
I have a phone number, but I don't know what it is.
Gary, you want to put out a phone number, Gary?
Sure. Give me a call, 541-479-3775.
Okay, thank you. Ron, you got a minute here.
And I agree with the other commissioners. I think the biggest thing we need to do is work as a team, clean up some of the stuff we inherited from the past, and move forward focusing on the economic development and building trust back in county government.
All right. County commissioners, I want to thank you all very much. It looks like a good way forward. I want to thank you all for your time. And you're always welcome here. Keep us on your list if you need information shared with the public. That's what we do here. You've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Stay tuned. More to come right here at 1270 Radio.
Want more customers? Walk.